Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We call him The Rock. We also call him Ossie. He's Chris Ossenheimer from the Chronicle Telegram. Hello, Ossie.
What's up, Great Read?
Hey, guys. How are you? How you doing?
We're doing well. Before we get into our team in particular, I was cringing last night watching Shane Bieber at bat, then sprint down the first baseline, and then be on the bases. And you looked at Terry Francona, and he's mumbling with Carl Willis, and it looked like they were thinking, oh, my God, get him out of there. What do you think? Is it time, with everything that they're screaming about in baseball, about the lack of offense and moving the mound back and blah, 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 couldn't we add a little more offense to the game just by having the universal DH?
Oh, I think it's been time. It's silly now, and it's an advantage to the National League because even though those guys aren't great hitters as pitchers, they still do it enough where it's an advantage. And that's kind of ridiculous in itself. And I agree with you about the injury thing too. You don't want Shane Bieber busting it down to first base in any certain situation ever. I mean, I don't care if it's a close game and it's not worth the risk of losing him for a month or two or something like that with a silly injury because he's doing something he's not used to doing. And I mean, I think the managers feel the same way. I can remember Eric Wedge. He would tell his pitchers, don't swing. And that became a problem with CC Sabathia because CC wanted to swing so badly. And he was actually a good hitter. It's been time in my opinion.
Do you think it's reactionary today, though, after we had to watch Bieber? I think it's reactionary here in Cleveland. Just this is a very Cleveland-centric story today. What do you think?
I guess, but I mean, I think that anybody's worried about their ace. I mean, you can ask any team in the big leagues, or a manager if they want their starting pitchers trying to do stuff like that. And you could even say, oh, what about bunting? And it's like, well, they're not used to bunting. They don't practice bunting. You get hit in the top of the hand or something, break a finger, you're out for a month. It just doesn't need to happen anymore. And the problem is that it is somewhat entertaining. I'll give you that. And I know that the pitchers like to hit. I mean, the majority of the guys love it. I mean, it's one of their highlights of the season to go up there and hit. So I don't know. I just don't think there's a place for it anymore. And I wish they'd get rid of it.
Ossie, it's funny because you mentioned the bunting. As Bieber was at bat last night, and it was with the two guys on, so they're going to bunt, right? And there's
right.
So he gets into bunt position, and I was doing nothing but watching his right hand to make sure that he had it behind the bat and not, like wrapped around the bat like some guys do mistakenly, and end up getting hit on the hand or something like that. Exactly what you said was what I was sitting on the couch going, oh, please keep your hand out of the way. So
right.
That's a conversation that I'm sure that they'll have in the offseason in Major League Baseball. We'll see.
I would hope so. And I mean, even, you saw he couldn't get the bunt down. It's like these guys aren't used to doing that. So there's always that risk, and it's I don't think you need to take it.
Ossie, what, you know, the latest thing, and we saw with James Karinchak last week, that, you know, this doctoring the ball thing, and it's going to start to it's going to percolate a little bit more. We've had some stories within the last 24 hours about, you know, whether guys are using, you know, illegal substances on the base. Where are we going with this thing? Where are we going?
Well, I mean, it's obviously gone on for a while. You know, when you talk about guys like Gilord Perry and things like that, and the Emery board guys. And so it's been happening for a while. I just think that, you know, with the decrease in offense, I think that the enhanced substance use, if anything, it's a minor problem. And you know, I'm glad they're addressing it, actually, because I think, I mean, it's not on the same level as steroids, and that's where pitchers would probably be like, you know, oh, okay, so it's all right for the – it's not all right. It's not all right to cheat in any way, really. So, but – yeah, I think that, I mean, I don't think this is going away. I think they're gonna have to take a stance against it, and I'm glad they are, quite honestly, because it's gotten to a point where it's a bit ridiculous, in my opinion.
Chris Ossenheimer joining us, covers the Indians for the Chronicle Telegram. When you look at this team, I think they always are pretty fair when it comes to their players and trying to manage guys throughout the system, Chris. But I wonder, did they do the right thing with the whole first base situation with Jake Bowers and Bobby Bradley? And from a human standpoint, all right, hey, Jake Bowers, you gave him a last shot. He was out of options. There was a business side to it as well. But you took a guy who had a bad spring training, started him at first base, and sent the guy who had a good spring training down to AAA to – and it's only human nature. I would just say, wonder what the hell I'm doing in Columbus again. And now they've rectified it, but I just wonder, was it the right thing or was it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one because they were so trying to – that was their last chance to validate the Yandy Diaz trade. And I'm not saying that Yandy Diaz is an all-star or anything like that, but clearly he's a better player than Jake Bowers, at least thus far in his career. So I think that was a big part of it. And I don't fault him for that. It was, what was it, 2 months, you know. Bobby Bradley, how much was he going to do in those 2 months? You don't know. I mean, we're not talking about a proven guy there either. So
right.
I don't have a problem with what they did. And I don't think it cost them monumentally. I mean, they have so many offensive limitations that, you know, what's the difference if it's another one? You know, you weren't going to get a guy who was going to carry your offense anyway in his place. So I don't have a huge problem with it. I mean, the only thing is like you said, I mean, what does that tell a guy like Bobby Bradley? You know, what was the point in what I just did this spring? You know, I mean, I come in here trying to prove myself and try to win a job. I do everything in my power to win that job. And the other dude falls flat in his face once again, and yet he's still starting in first base. Oh, not opening day in the majors, because I think that was Chang, which was – that was hilarious in itself. It's like, well, we're going to give Jake Bowers the chance, you know, to finally prove himself. And they start the season with Yu Chang playing first base. It's like, okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm glad Bobby Bradley's back. And unlike last time, he started quickly. So hopefully that'll be a big confidence booster for him. And we can see what everybody's been hoping to see.
Chris, who do you think is the most valuable player to this team should we head into the trade deadline, be it buyer or seller?
The most valuable what?
Most valuable player for them if they wanted to trade them.
Oh, I mean, I don't think that. Well, gosh, I was gonna say I don't think there's any question it's Jose Ramirez. But then, thinking, okay, yeah, I'm sure teams could use a guy like Shane Bieber as well. But I would say those two guys, obviously, and I would say, you know, the odds. I don't think either one, they're going to move either one of them. But if they were to move one of those guys, I mean, I would think it would be Jose Ramirez. because, you know, I mean, I hate even bringing it up, but you got Nolan Jones in the wings. It's not like Jose's close to, you know, the twilight of his career, and it would be a definite, you know, blow to them to lose. You know, you lose Lindor and Jose Ramirez in back-to-back years. I mean, that's pretty rough. But, yeah, those two guys are the most – I mean, I guess there's guys in the bullpen, but I don't see them trading anybody at the deadline anyway.
Chris Ossenheimer joining us. Chronicle-Telegram covers the Indians. Based on what you just said and thinking about what's happened this year, Bradley Zimmer came up when he had – what, Chris, three good games in a row? I mean, suddenly he was hot. Boom, he's here. Bobby Bradley had about three good games in a row after a terrible start in AAA. Boom, he's here. Is there another guy who's on that same path who they're waiting for him to just warm up a little bit so they can get a look at him? Because you don't want to bring a guy who's really struggling in AAA up to the majors.
Well, I think that guy originally was Owen Miller. And, I mean, it's another good lesson of, you know, how many people were just ripping the Indians for Owen Miller not being up. And look what Owen Miller's doing at AAA. The guy's hitting .500 almost. But you see, he comes up, and it's not going to define his career. But very rarely do you see a guy come up from AAA and carry your offense. I mean, I guess that would be Jones, you know. I mean, he's the next guy in line, I would suppose. But I don't know where you're going to put him. I mean, you could say first base, but you got Bradley over there, and you're hoping he succeeds. So whoever, if there is a guy, I mean, he's not going to come up here and carry the offense. And it's rough to even contribute, as we saw with Owen Miller. I think that was, it's the first time in the majors. You can expect some struggles, but I think that was a disappointment. With the way he was hitting at AAA.
Chris, let me follow that up with some pitching thoughts too. You look at the starting rotation, which everybody thought was going to be pretty good this year. It's been okay, and I think they've dodged some things there. Shane Bieber, Aaron Civale. Let's throw Dan Plesac into this when he's healthy. After those three guys, who do you like as the other two guys in that five-man rotation?
I think Tristan McKenzie is going to be the likely guy to come out of there. Even though he's had his struggles, I think they've seen the most out of him. I don't think Sam Henches is a candidate moving. I mean, I know he's young, but I don't see him as the fifth guy. The fifth guy, it's a toss-up. It really is, you know? I mean, when you look at it, I think Tristan McKenzie certainly has a leg up. Obviously, he's going to be the fourth starter moving forward. I mean, even though they sent him down twice.
Yeah.
But that fifth guy, I know I don't have a grasp on who – you know, there's a number of candidates. I mean, Eli Morgan was up, but he got a raw deal, you know. One start and then see you later, and it was under brutal conditions. So I don't know. I mean, Logan Allen's down in AAA, and he's pitching worse than he did on the big league level. So it's really those guys, and you're not real comfortable with any of them, but that's basically who they're going to have to keep filling in there. I forgot J.C. Mejia, too. I mean, who knows what we're going to get there with him. He's been really good, and you know, but that's the next guy in line, I guess.
You're selling? Go ahead, Andy.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say you were like, if I can't see them making a move at the break, could you conceivably maybe not trading but trying to bring in maybe – I don't even know if you bring in a rental – for a 4 or 5 starter for this team, it's been so rare that the Indians have had to go out and try to get a starter at the trade deadline to help out this rotation because it's all been, you know, homegrown or off-season trade stuff. But to think about having to make a deal, you know, in the middle of the season to help out the starters, it just feels like it's been forever. Can you see the Indians going out and trying to either, you know, I mean, rent a pitcher or trade a minor leaguer to get another guy in here?
I really don't. I mean, if the Indians do anything at the trade deadline, I mean, it's got to be something offensively. I mean, their offense has been pretty brutal. So, I mean, I know you're going to get Framil Reyes back, but still, I mean, that lineup needs some help if you're going to contend. And as far as the starter goes, I mean, Plesak will be back within, I would say, a couple weeks. He's starting to throw already. And I think, you know, you're comfortable with four starters. I mean, I don't know that anybody has five starters that they're, I mean, outside maybe the Dodgers. So if somehow it's a deal they can't pass up, when do you ever see the Indians get that? And for a starting pitcher, sure. But I don't see there being one available that they're going to trade for. And like I said, I think they would go more offense than they would with pitching, either in the bullpen or the rotation.
Chris, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you being with us. You can follow Chris on Twitter at C. Awesomeheimer. I like that. C. Awesomeheimer, H-E-I-M-E-R at the end there. And he covers the Indians for the Chronicle-Telegram. Thanks, bud.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
Chris joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.